Smith, podcasts from a little room.
Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing, blowing like it's gonna sweep my world away. I'm gonna stop in Carbondale and keep on going. That Duquesne train gonna ride me night and day. You say I'm a gambler, you say I'm a pimp, but I ain't neither one. Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing, sound like it's on a final run. Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing, blowing like she never blew before. Blue light blinking, red light glowing, blowing like she's at my chamber door. You're smiling through the fence at me, just like you've always smiled before. Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing, blowing like she ain't gonna blow no more. Can't you hear that Duquesne whistle blowing? Blowing like the sky's gonna blow apart. You're the only thing alive that keeps me going. You're like a time bomb in my heart. I can hear a sweet voice gently calling. Must be the mother of our Lord. Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing, blowing like my woman's on board. Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing, blowing like it's gonna blow my blues away. Yo, rascal, I know exactly where you're going. I'll lead you there myself at the break of day. I wake up every morning with that woman in my bed. Everybody telling me she's gone to my head. Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing, blowing like it's gonna kill me dead.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Podcasts from the Yellow Room with me, Sid Smith, here on Brogzilla.com. And thanks to Bob Dylan there for getting us underway from with his Duquesne whistle, whatever that is, from Tempest. I'm sure that lad will go far. We've got two cover versions of Robert White songs, a cover version of a David Bowie song, and a couple of previews of a whole load of other pieces that have come across the desk in recent weeks. First up from Finland is Texty TV 666, who apparently are a seven-piece band, I think, with six of them on guitars. The press release describes them as sounding a bit like the Ramones as played by Noi. Not sure about that, but it's a great dark psych sound, and this is called Lisa Speedy.
Lisa
great stuff there. That's out on Svart Records soon. And that was the excellent Texty TV 666. Band I've not actually come across, but very glad to be introduced to them via that. On the last show, I played a couple of tracks from Camberwell Now, who came together, as you recall, from the remnants of This Heat. I thought I might play another one, and so I am. This is from 1986's The Ghost Trade, and it's called Working Nights. We'll be right back. What an extraordinary sound that is. Camberwell Now, that's from Ghost Trade, which along with the two EPs that they recorded during their lifetime, have all just been reissued by Lights in the Attic, and very good they are too. Here's the first of two songs originally recorded by Robert White, but performed by other people on albums that have coincidentally just been released. It's first up is North Sea Radio Orchestra from their new album, Dronner, and their rendition of White's track from his old Rotten Hat album. This is called The British Road.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff there from the North Sea Radio Orchestra and their new album, Drona. The whole album's actually much better than that track, I reckon, but I wanted to play that because we're going to play a Robert Wyatt cover later in the show. A new arrival in the Yellow Room is the third album by Brooklyn outfit Moon Hooch from their new album Red Sky, which is out next month. This is called On the Sun. There with On the Sun from their album Red Sky. Okay, you're listening to Podcasts from the Yellow Room with me, Sid Smith, here on progzilla.com. And if you're listening via Mixcloud, don't forget you can tune in to hear the show on progzilla.com/listen every Thursday at 6:30 UK time. And it's time now for a bit of a lost or overlooked classic. 1973, singer-songwriter Martin Cochram and Barbara Gaskin, who would later go on to work with Hatfield and the North and Dave Stewart, of course, recorded their third and final Spyrogyra album. It was called Bells, Boots and Shambles. Although the band actually was formed in Canterbury, they're nearly always overlooked in any account of the Canterbury scene. And I reckon that's a bit of a massive oversight. It's a beautiful psych, folk, rock gem. Barbara's vocals, pure as they are, acting as a kind of a lovely counterpoint to Cochram's, well, sort of Harper-esque style of singing. If you've not heard it, I strongly recommend you put that right. Since it was recorded and released on Polydor, it's become one of those incredibly rare artefacts, with the original vinyl changing hands, it seems, for a king's ransom. Happily, in 2013, Esoteric reissued it on CD, and I was asked to write the liner notes for it. As I say, if you've not got this one, I urge you to do so. I'm going to play my favourite track from the album, which is coincidentally the longest track. It's called In the Western World. It's a four-part piece, a concept album, a concept track, I suppose, about war and peace. And it features musicians like Stan Saltzman on flute, Dave Mattox drums, Julian Kuzek piano and violin, Steve Borrell on bass, John Boyce on cello, and providing the superb trumpet coda. Just stay with this and listen out for it. The very great Henry Lowther. This is Spyrogyra and In the Western World.
I wake my days, look at the world, how it loves it, a man who can have no place but on a smile. Into the streets, how they ache for the smell of a sunny field. But still machines, they grind, and life is harder now than it has been before. They say you're mad, look at the wealth in the Western world for a boy with brains. Please come with us, we'll buy your soul with the privilege of a chosen few. And so machines, they grow, harder now than it has been before.
Life is a flight in a jungle. we not turn on our brothers? If life is a case of strong and weak, will the strong not devour all the others?
Coming back from below.
Wonderful stuff there from Spyro Gyra and a track called In the Western World. We heard Bob Dylan at the start of the show, and since we played cover versions of Robert White, and we'll be playing a cover version of David Bowie song later on, I thought, how about a cover version of one of Bob Dylan's earlier songs? You'll probably recognise this, I think.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us start talking falsely now. The hour's getting late. Hey!
Jimi Hendrix there, of course, making what I think might be his debut on podcast from the Yellow Room. I bought that single when it came out, and the interweb tells me that that was 1968. Great to hear it again, actually. Bang up to date, and another new arrival in the Yellow Room comes from Belfast's Robocobra Quartet. They have an album due out soon entitled Music for All Occasions, and from it, this is called Correct.
I wondered why... Instead of calling me a critic, you called me critical. And I've been asked if cash really killed that man way out in the desert of Nevada. Someone who's got the world figured out. Correct? Correct. But it's a solo endeavor. Admission for one. Admission for one. Why?
Marlborough Quartet there, and correct. Time for a track from a new album by Mark Singer. Mark used to play keyboards with Ripprig and Panic, of course, but for many a long year he's been a composer of principally contemporary classical music. I think we've featured one or two of his more acerbic piano pieces from a previous album of his. Anyway, he's got a new double album out. It's called Menu 2, and from it this is Square Frame U.
woke up into daylight, wishing I was far away from here. In a place where no one even noticed if I disappear. But I still hear that distant ringing that brings me back. This is the moment when the world begins to shake, the point where everything changes. And won't go back. Now fate has placed a marker in the rug, and I will leave this space for good, and I won't turn back. This could be me, this could be you. Lie here watching the rain fall as the sun disappears. Flesh and blood we were made of, back in the world we belong. The light.
Impressive stuff there from Donny McCaslin. His new album is called Beyond Now, and that's just one of two David Bowie covers. We heard there A Small Plot of Land, originally released on what is probably my favourite Bowie album, actually. That's Outside, or is it called Outside 1? I can never remember. Donny, of course, played sax on Bowie's final album, Black Star, and perhaps it's not much of a surprise that he dedicates Beyond Now to the singer. His memory. It's a good album. The other Bowie cover is Vashava, but the rest of the album's pretty good, and it's got that kind of nice electronic vibe going throughout the album. It's not a jazz album. You think, oh, it's going to be a jazz album, but it's not. Some really nice eclectic stuff going on there. Before that, we heard, speaking of eclectic stuff, before that we heard The Light of Day by King Crimson. And that's from their brand new live set Radical Action to unseat the hold of the monkey mind. And the reason I played that one, as opposed to, if you like, you know, some of the more traditional King Crimson tracks, is for me, that track, it got a bit of stick when it was first performed back in 2014. But for me, what I really like about that track is it puts King Crimson in a different kind of sonic space altogether. The arrangements around the track are largely improvised on the night by the individual players, who will often play as little or as much as they want to. And as I say, that just puts the band into a different kind of headspace, if you like. And that's no bad thing in my view. Of course, King Crimson have just started their European tour, and I was down at Aylesbury to see them kick it off, and very good they were too. But you'd kind of expect that, really, wouldn't you? Now, I said there'd be two Robert White songs in the show, and it's in time for the second one. Now, this is from an album called Passar Claver, or Passar Claver. I'm not sure how that's pronounced. And it's by the Indonesian keyboard player Vicky Damaran, whose work we featured before, I think. It's put out on the Moon June record label. And the White track in question is called Forest, which is from Robert White's Cuckoo Land, which isn't an album by Robert White that I've got to say has particularly grabbed me over the years. I've gone back to it and I listened to it and yeah, it's good, but it's not. Anyway, on this album, it's performed here by Yaron Starvey on bass, Asaf Circus on drums, Mark Winfield doing some lovely guitar, Vicky Damaran on piano, and Boris Sandovelli on vocals.
A cloud passes over. Thank you.
Stuff there from the North Sea Radio Orchestra. That was Queen of All Day and Night, and before that Forest from the new album by Vicky Dameron. Right, that's it for this week. Many thanks for listening, and don't forget you can get in touch with me via all the usual methods available thanks to the wonders of the 21st century. I'm going to go out with one track that's guaranteed to lift your spirits should they need it. This is Blue Nail and Tinseltown in the Rain. See you next time around. Bye. Thank you.